Good afternoon. As an introduction to Psugi de Zimra, we will be learning together Perek Lamed in Sefer Tehillim, the capital of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis of David. And the way we're going to organize this as going forward is going to first give a little background to what the Perek is sourced in our Tefillah context, giving a general structure, going through each piece of that structure and analyzing it, then giving a summation and a potential explanation of how, given our explanation of the Perek Tehillim, how it fits into the general context of Tefillah. So it's interesting to note that in many of the Siddurim that we have printed from the past thousand years, we don't really find this Perek being mentioned in our Tefillah. Quoted by the Otzros HaTefillah in the beginning of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis David, he quotes many, many Siddurim, the Avu Jaham, the Seder Hayom of the Sfarim and the Timanim, the Seder of the Rivah, the Ashkenazim in Amsterdam, and many other Siddurim who don't mention this Perek of Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis and David being mentioned in the Tefillah Davening. So for some reason it seems to be a more recent addition, but nevertheless the Jewish community in general has accepted upon themselves to say this Perek, and therefore there's obviously some reason which we'll get to at the end why it's mentioned as a Hakdama to Psukei Dezimra Davening in general. As a general structure to this Perek, there are five parts of this capital. The first is the first Pasuk, which David introduces the Tefillah on behalf of the Chanukah Sabayis, on behalf of the Beis HaMikdash. The next two Pasukim, or the next three Pasukim, from Pasuk Beis to Dalet, David gives a general praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a general acknowledgement of an experience that happened to him, where he was in the depths, he was in a bad place, and he achieved redemption from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afterwards, the third section, from Pesukim Hei to Vav, 5 and 6, David HaMelech gives a charge to the Chassidim, the righteous people, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem is going to do good as he has done, as he has experienced himself. The fourth section goes from Pasuk Zayin to Yad Aleph. David then describes in detail his experience when he felt calm and in a stable place, where he had calamity, then he had to daven to Hashem to be saved. And in the fifth section, from Pasuk Yud Beis to Yud Gimel, David concludes recognizing that Hashem turns his pains and sadness into joy, and therefore he's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of them. Going into depth and into each section that we mentioned, so the first Pasuk is the introduction, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis of David. Now, what does the word bias mean in this Pasuk? What's the commemoration that David is introducing in this parak? So the simple understanding is, as many Mefarshim explain, it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech, even though the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built in his time, he's creating a pasuk, a parak, to commemorate, to initiate that inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash when it will happen. The Malbim takes it a little bit more abstract and understands the house to be a mashal to the body, which houses the soul. And David is explaining, basically, his experiences from where his body was in pain and suffering, and now he's received a recovery, a physical recovery, and that allowed him to have also a spiritual renewal through that experience. Rav Hirsch understands the word bias to mean refer to the Beis HaMikdash, but not the Beis HaMikdash mamish, the physical Beis HaMikdash, but a more conceptual understanding and ideal that the Beis HaMikdash represents. The goal of the Beis HaMikdash is to establish through the Avodas HaKarbanos and through going there to get a true appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And that being the goal of the Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech was trying to establish within himself a Perek of Tehillim, which inaugurates that experience of the Beis HaMikdash internalized into his own life, living a lifestyle which is in sync with the values of the Beis HaMikdash, not recognizing Hashem as the support system throughout his own life. And this Perek is this Pasuk is introducing the Perek, which is going to be explaining how we got to this realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his life and guiding him, and he's dedicating his life because of that. After the introduction, David initiates, in section 2, a general praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an overview of his experience of what happened. He mentions, Armimcha Hashem, Ki Dili Sani. He says he will raise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Dili Sani, seemingly because he has raised me up. And Rav Hirsch explains the Dovid HaMelech is basically explaining a justification of why he's able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He notes, number one, that the word Arabimcha is found in another place in Tehillim, in the Perek of Ashrei, in Perek Kof Lamed Hei. And over there, by Dovid HaMelech explaining Arabimcha L'Kayim Melech, I will raise my God, the King. There, it's in the context of David praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and raising him, raising HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one who is Mashkiach over his life. So Rav Hirsch explains that this is also what David is explaining. He's recognizing and raising HaKadosh Baruch Hu above all else and recognizing that everything in this world is subordinated before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he too is subordinating himself by raising HaKadosh Baruch Hu before him. And what's the justification for that? Ki dilisani. Rav Hirsch explains that the word dilosani comes from the word dole, which means a pail. A pail which goes down into a well is suspended only by one string with nothing below it. So David HaMelech is using that symbol, that imagery, to explain his own feelings, that he recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the only thing, the only entity which is allowing him to exist and survive. Nothing else below him is supporting him. And that recognition, which is the general theme of this parak, is what David is explaining is the justification, ki dilisani, because Hashem gave me this experience of supporting me and raising me up in this precarious world that he lives in, he's now able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Rome, the one who is above and able, and everything else is subordinated before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is followed through in the next pasuk, Hashem Elokai Shivati Lecha V'Tirbeini, Hashem, my God, I daven before you, and you healed me. So this is again recognizing that Hashem has supported him and allowed him to live on. And pasuk Dalet, David exclaims a similar point, Hashem Elisa Min Shal Nafshi, Hashem raised me from the depths of my soul, Chisanim Yardi Vor, he allowed me to live from the Yardi Habor. First notes that it's interesting that the language that David HaMelech uses is Yardi Vor, referring to the many people who fall, which suggests that David HaMelech recognizes that many people, David HaMelech has experienced that many people have fallen and not gotten up, and his ascension, his ability to rise amidst everyone else falling, is an expression, is an attribution of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in his life, and that's also the reason why he's raising HaKadosh Baruch and praising him. Similarly, the Malbim notes that when David HaMelech is explaining that Hashem is lifting him up, he's emphasizing that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. It wasn't due to any specific natural cause that allowed him to survive or any medicine that humans have done. It's really only solely because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. After giving this general overview, David HaMelech moves to the third section, where he calls on to others to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Hashem's goodness. And he notes, Zamru Hashem Chasidav, the Chasid, his Chasidim, the Chasidim of Hashem should praise Hashem through Zemer, Vahodu, and they should recognize with thanksgiving, L'zecher Kadshov, for the remembrance of his holy. And Rav Hirsch notes that this expression of praise and calling out to other people is a follow-through of his own initial expression of the Chanukah Sabayis, that David HaMelech is making a kapitel, a perek of Tehillim, to commemorate and to inaugurate the idea of the Beis HaMikdash. And he feels from his own experience, he had that, and he wants to allow other people to, who are like-minded, to join him as well in that experience of integrating the ideas of the Beis HaMikdash into their own lives. On the general points of Hoda and Zemer, Rav Hirsch and the Malbim have a similar understanding. They understand that Zemer is a general praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, irrespective of anything specifically personal, but more focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an entity and recognizing that and expressing praise because of that, feel that recognition. In terms of Hodah, that's more of a personal experience. And in the words of the Malbim, the Hodah is because we have a Zecher Kadshah, because we remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us. And it first takes it a little bit further and understands that the Hodah isn't simply giving thanks, but it's acknowledging through that thanks that our obligation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through all our life energy and all our strength, and that should be committed L'Zecher Kadsho, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu who expresses reality L'Kadsho, to sanctify and designate everything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's service. Then David notes why we should be doing this further, for a moment is his anger, he wants life, in the night he goes to sleep crying for the book, in the morning he is expressing thanks, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to us. And that's the justification why we should be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rashi and the Radak note, Hashem's af is only berega in comparison to chayim, which is his will. He wants that, and that's more encouraged than Hashem wanting to cause people to be injured, hurt. Alternatively, ki rega ba'bo chayim b'ritzono isn't a comparison, but rather a progression. Refresh in the Malbim understand that because Hashem has a little bit of anger and allows man to suffer, gives man a little bit of suffering to allow him to rethink about his priorities in life and its focus in life, chayim b'ritzono, that's all because Hashem wants man to live and wants man to have that a recognition to change and improve and be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. David HaMelech is going to be explaining how that experience, ki rega bapo, allowed him to have chayim b'ritzono in the fourth section. And in that section, David is describing the general experience that he had, his rise, his fall, and then through that, his realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the world and in his life. He mentions, "V'ani amarti b'shalvi b'alamot le'olam." I said in my tranquility, I will never falter. He felt a sense of stability. In the words of the Radak, he had some spiritual confidence. He felt that he had reached a great level of ruchnius. The Malbim understands that he had bodily health. And Rav Hirsch understands that he had social greatness. He was the king. In all situations, David HaMelech felt very stable and certain about his... He took for granted his stature, his standing in life. And he assumed it wouldn't last, it wouldn't fall down forever. However, Hashem b'rtzoncha hamata lahori os, David recognizes now that Hashem, it's according to his will. According to Hashem's will, he allows me to have hori os, to have like the mountains of power. But ultimately, he started to panacha, but the moment that you, Hashem, hid your face, I was confounded, confused, because he recognizes that Hashem is really the one who's the entity, the being that's allowing this all to exist. And Pasuk Tes, David HaMelech goes further and says, Elech Hashem Akrav, Elech Hashem Eschanan. David now reminisces of the point when he was in a bad situation and he faltered because Hashem hid his face, and he had to call out to Hashem. And this ultimately was an impetus for him, or an epiphany, for David to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one who's in control. And as Rav Hirsch explains, the double language of Ekra and Eschanan are two different expressions of that realization. The term Ekra, Elech Hashem Ekra, I'm calling out to you, David realizes that the only being that he can call out is him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with that realization, the follow-through is Ve'el Hashem Eschanan, I will improve myself, Eschanan in the language of Hispael, in a reflexive, I will self-improve and allow myself to realize my Avodas Hashem in a proper setting, which is again similar to the language of the Hasidim, where David first tells him to praise and then recognize that through action. The Malbim has a similar understanding, but he emphasizes the word El Hashem Eschanan, not davening to Hashem, but El Hashem for Hashem, meaning David's not praising for his own sake, but for the desire to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve him in the language of for, davening for, or improving oneself for Avodas Hashem. David in his tefillah says the following in Pasuk Yud, Ma be'etza b'dami b'riti al shachas? What is gained if I were to die through suffering? If I were to go down in shachas, can one who's in the dirt praise you? Can he tell him your truths? No, it's not true. So this is an argument that David HaMelech is saying, where he's recognizing the need for him to live. What's that recognition? So the simple understanding is that he's asking for life. The Malbim Amitzu as David explained, they're saying, what's the point of me dying? I can do more and while I'm alive, so therefore I want to live. The Radak in a similar understanding gives it as a reason to live, but more as a existential claim. He's saying, Hashem placed us in this life to gain Olam Haba, so an untimely death would kind of ruin that goal, and therefore there shouldn't be a justification for death. However, Hirsch understands it not as a reason to live, but rather a self-reflection, basically a hispalel, a self-reflection of a new changed perspective of his life, given the experience that he has. He's almost asking himself rhetorically, what's the point of all the suffering? It can't be to kill him, because Hashem wants him to use that suffering to gain a new appreciation and a greater realization of one's place in the world and Hashem's guidance in his life. And this prayer is helping him internalize that realization. As he says, Shema Hashem v'chanini, Hashem, hey, Ozali, Hashem, Hashem shall listen and be gracious to me. Hashem shall help me attain this appreciation. Or as the Malbim and the Radak explain, give him life. Both are reflections of, as you mentioned earlier in the previous section, Kirega Bapo Chayim Beretzono, the short anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has is in order for him to gain life and a more meaningful ability to serve Hashem properly. In the last section, Dovid HaMelech concludes, and he recognizes that Hashem turned that pain into happiness, and therefore he has to praise Hashem. Dovid HaMelech says, Afach de mispedil machali, you changed my hesped, in my eulogy, into dancing. Petach l'saki, you removed my sackcloth, batazrini simcha, and you've allowed me to experience like simcha. And therefore, l'mani zimrecha chavod, therefore the kavod should, whatever that, we'll see what that means, should praise Hashem, and it should not be quiet, v'lo yidam, and not be quiet, Hashem alakai, l'lam adak Hashem, my God, I will forever give you praise and thanks. And following the previous explanations of what Dovid HaMelech was asking for, the Mefarshim explain, respectively, the Radak was saying that Dovid HaMelech was asking for life. He now says Hashem was notified, Dovid HaMelech was notified by the prophet that Hashem has changed the death into life. He's now not going to die anymore from his illness, and therefore he's expressing joy. For that specifically, the Radak explains he thought he was going to be killed because of an Avera that he has done, and now he's feeling that Hashem has forgiven him, and that's an expression of the joy, that he feels not only the fact that he's alive, but also the fact that now he has a closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he was forgiven. Similarly, in a similar sense, the Mitzvot David explains that he feels that he was saved from death, in a very literal sense, and therefore he realizes, and therefore the Malbim explains on that point, therefore, L'mani Zamercha, therefore he's going to now commit his entire life for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore kavod, his entire life that is represented by the neshama, which is representative of the kavod, he's going to use that to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it first explains, following his understanding, that the tefillah of David was to gain a new appreciation and internalize the meaning of suffering and avodas Hashem in his life and recognizing Hashem through that process. He says, Afach de misbidi, you took that experience, that same experience of hesped that was through my suffering, and you changed it into machali. You changed that experience into excitement, a joy, not of the salvation per se, but because now he sees meaning and a new appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life through that experience. And while it's painful, it's still a source of joy in his life because he now has meaning to and the ability to serve Hashem better. And therefore, because of that, Hashem commits all his kavod, l'mayim z'mercha chavod, all his talents and status, literally kavod, which he has, for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of Hashem solely, because now he recognizes that's the point of life. So, as a general summation, Dovid HaMelech first initiates the tefillah for the Beis HaMikdash, which seems to be on the first level to the Beis HaMikdash, but it seems to be on a deeper level, potentially referring to his body that has been healed and his new spiritual advancement, or simply the Beis HaMikdash, its inauguration of the values of the Beis HaMikdash, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, in every experience, and applying that, all his life abilities, for Avodas Hashem. And through that, Dovid HaMelech gives an expression of that experience, of how he integrated that feeling into his life. He first gives a general praise, an overview of his experience. He felt that he was in a bad situation, and Hashem, and only Hashem, took him out. And he recognizes that Hashem is constantly supporting him, enabling him to further his ability to be an Oved Hashem. And then Dovid HaMelech transitions to charge to the Hasidim, to the other people who are like-minded, to be Yizamercha, Zamru Hashem, to be give general recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then use that recognition to deepen their Avodas Hashem, L'zeich HaKadosh, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why should they do that? Because, or through that, through the experience of Kirega Ba'abo Chaim B'Ritzanah, because Hashem, number one, wants life, wants them to live, and therefore they should utilize that life properly. But alternatively, because Hashem is even the small yisurin that people get, it's ultimately l'chaim b'irtzono, and therefore that person should integrate that realization to serve Hashem properly. Then Dovid HaMelech in the fourth section explains how he experienced this appreciation, initially felt complacent in his life on many different levels. He took it for granted that Hashem hid himself and David faltered, and this experience guided David to perceive his reality differently. He now, from seeing his world dependent on external needs like status, wealth, and health, David now sees that it's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, deciding his fate. David HaMelech was in a bad place, and he called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, to live, in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, and ultimately fulfill his tafkid in life. But he also recognizes, and he wants to internalize, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been giving him those experiences of pain and suffering in order to allow him to integrate and reorient his life. And therefore, he tells himself, Ma b'tza b'dami, b'riti l'shachas. What's the point in all this? Is it for a man to die? No, it's for him to live and serve Hashem. So therefore, he asks Hashem for Shema Hashem b'chanini, number one, for salvation, and the ability to learn those experiences and become a greater person. After recovering, David then with his changed perception, David HaMelech expresses thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for changing the pain to life. Number one, that he's alive now, he's not ill anymore, but also that he gained a very vital experience through that pain, which became an impetus for him to have joy through those experiences going forward, because he experiences a transformation of self. With these feelings and awareness, David HaMelech commits himself to Hashem, and with this in mind, the Perek is really a fulfillment of the ideals of the Beis HaMikdash, the coupling of the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkacha, his total ability and oversight in man, along with a commitment to submit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Avoda. And in general, why this might be relevant to the beginning of Psuki de Zimra, the introduction really to Psuki de Zimra, even though we haven't really had this recorded in many of Jewish history, is simply because this is like the basic assumption of how we should approach tefillah and approach our life through the tefillah. Tefillah is the opportunity for us to internalize what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and applying that throughout our lives, taking the values of tefillah, which is really the values of the Beis HaMikdash, which is, you know, embodied through tefillah, tefillah b'makom korbanos, and apply that throughout our lives. And this paragraph, when we say in the beginning, we think about how we can change our lives and allow us to change and become better people through it.